Welcome back to NewsRamp Technology for Friday morning, March 27, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Investor news breaks: A2Z Customate Solutions Corporation has extended its share repurchase program, allowing up to $20 million buybacks until July 6, 2026. The company aims to enhance shareholder value by repurchasing undervalued shares through open market transactions. Management believes this strategic use of capital will benefit investors, with repurchased shares to be canceled according to SEC rules.
Tech Media Breaks SKYX Platforms Corp. reported record 2025 revenue of $92 million, up from $86 million in 2024, with fourth quarter sales hitting $25 million. The company expanded its smart home platform, securing partnerships with major retailers and anticipating deployment of over 100,000 units in 2026. SKYX also highlighted collaborations, including participation in the NVIDIA AI ecosystem as it progresses towards growth and cash flow positivity. Defense News Breaks ParaZero Technologies Limited highlights strategic pivot to Tier 1 defense provider in shareholder letter. ParaZero Technologies announced a strategic pivot to become a Tier 1 defense provider in a recent shareholder letter. The company reported significant revenue growth in 2025 and strong early 2026 momentum with $1.27, 8 million in customer orders. ParaZero emphasizes operational validation, global defense engagements, and advanced interception technologies for modern drone threats.
Network news breaks: Greenland Energy Company names Joe Moglia executive advisor. Greenland Energy Company announced that Joe Moglia has been appointed executive advisor to the board of directors. Moglia, the former CEO and chairman of TD Ameritrade, will advise on long-term strategy as the company advances its frontier opportunity tied to Western energy security and environmental stewardship.
Amply Tech Group announces conference call to discuss FY 2025 results, updates 5g pipeline, reaffirms guidance for FY 2026. The company continues to advance its ORAN-compliant 5g radio portfolio with multiple active programs and significant multi-year opportunities. Amply Tech reaffirms its expectation to achieve at least $50 million in revenue for fiscal year 2026. The investor earnings call is scheduled for Thursday, April 9, 2026 at 5 p.m. ET. EcoScience Solutions integrates idscan.net's DIVE into HerboPay to power identity verification, compliance, and fraud prevention. EcoScience Solutions integrates idscan.net's DIVE into HerboPay to enhance identity verification, compliance, and fraud prevention for merchants. This integration streamlines onboarding processes, supports age and ID checks, reduces fraud risks, and improves operational efficiency in regulated sectors. By combining HerboPay's payment platform with idscan.net's technology, ESSI strengthens its compliance infrastructure, offering a more comprehensive solution for merchants. PNAG closes the 2025 financial year with successful operational performance and focuses on core markets and profitability. PNAG closed the 2025 financial year with successful operational performance, achieving the best total operating revenue in the company's history. Despite challenges, EBITDA before special effects reached €87.0 million. The company launched a transformation and efficiency program, expecting normalized EBITDA between €110 million and €140 million for 2026. RHON Kleinekum AG with consistent development in financial year 2025. RHONAG closes financial year 2025 with solid results, seeing a 6.8% increase in revenues and treating over 938,000 patients. Despite challenges, EBITDA reached €105.9 million. The group's consolidated profit decreased to €36.3 million due to higher depreciation. Investments in medical high-tech continue in 2026, with an outlook of €1.7 billion in revenues and EBITDA between €110 to €125
million. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.